My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Pat Shermer on line one for Jason Sakanik, another Teddy.
Defense optional in this Bison Buffalo game.
Colorado on pace for 56.
And by the way, the Colorado touchdowns aren't even, like, they can't protect Sanders. He's just throwing the ball up in the air, and then a Colorado player runs underneath it, and there's no Bison within 5 yards of him.
Hey, the Hail Mary play.
That is really what they're doing. It works.
It's effective.
Turns out that at the FCS level, they don't play in the secondary.
All right.
Oh, no.
This will be a quick deviation here, but I wanted to bring to your attention something that I saw recently, and it led me down a little bit of a rabbit hole, JC Babes.
Okay.
And it pertains to baseball.
All right. What do we got?
Now, I saw that Mike Trout is the all-time career home run leader for the Angels.
Mike Trout, by the way, who's injured for the year again.
368 home runs.
Oh, okay.
So that, I was like, wow, he's the Angels' all-time home run leader. And so that, of course, led me to the list of each franchise's all-time home run leaders.
Makes sense.
Now, on this list, there are a lot of obvies, of course, for the Braves. Now, remember, this is home runs in that uniform.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
So Bonds wouldn't have Bonds.
Correct.
Wouldn't his home runs correct. For the Pirates wouldn't count for the Giants.
Correct. For the Giants, it's Willie Mays. For the Braves, it's obviously Hank Aaron. Guardians, yeah. Jim Thome.
Sure.
A's, Mark McGwire. Cubs, Sammy Sosa.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Mariners is Ken Griffey. The other obvious ones: Phillies, Mike Schmidt. Cardinals, Stan Musial. Yanks, Babe Ruth.
I would have thought maybe Pujols
for the Cardinals. Yeah, it's Muse.
If you would have asked me.
Red Sox, Teddy Ballgame, Pirates, Willie Stargell. Did I already say Pirates? Anyway, you get the idea.
Sure.
So there are some here that are a little harder.
Okay.
Or not quite as...
Obvious.
Obvi. And how many can you name?
All right, let's do
and
it.
And you can team up with our friend Ryan Buckley over there.
The great Ryan Buckley.
We will start with the easiest and go to the hardest. Who is the all-time career home run leader for the Astros?
I'm going to say Craig Biggio.
I might go Berkman.
Lance Berkman, huh?
I loved Lance Berkman.
Or there's also Bagwell.
There is also Bagwell.
I don't know why
probably
I was thinking
Bagwell.
Biggio.
It's probably Bagwell.
Honestly, I think I was thinking Bagwell when I said Biggio. Yeah, it'll be Bagwell.
Yep, 449.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Orioles.
I mean, Ripken played for so long.
It's got to be Cal. I'm trying to think of Brooks wasn't a big hitting guy.
Chris Davis didn't do it
for
long enough.
You're missing a guy.
Well, Palmeiro was there, but not for the bulk of his career.
This is a tricky one, actually. Or at least it was for me. Because the guy you're missing is not their all-time leader.
Oh, you think Eddie Murray?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Should be Eddie Murray, but it's not.
It's going to be Cal.
It's Cal Ripken.
Yeah, I'll take Cal.
431, because Eddie Murray played only in Baltimore for the first half of his career.
Okay.
The Mets, your Mets. Who is the all-time career home run leader?
I am probably, off the top of my head, I would still say it's Strawberry. Let me go through David Wright, but he was hurt.
Well, do you count Piazza because of...
I don't know if Piazza... Potsy, he wasn't there long enough. I mean, he did... That's not a bad one. Piazza or Strawberry, it'll be one of those two. I don't think there's anyone... Honestly, I don't think there's anyone else.
It is Daryl Strawberry, 252.
How many does Piazza? Does it say?
It doesn't say. I don't.
Buck, would you look up? I'd be intrigued to know how many.
But again, only for that,
because obviously Piazza has more home runs than Strawberry. But you know, he did a bulk of his damage in L.A. and Strawberry moved on to other places as well. A
couple more here are you know, pretty low hanging fruit. The Rangers.
Was that Palmeiro?
No. Because remember, Palmeiro wasn't always with the Rangers.
No, he wasn't.
Well, neither was this guy. But...
Juan gone?
Yep, Juan gone.
Oh.
That is correct.
Well, I don't know if I would have gotten...
He was such a...
I loved Juan gone.
Juan Gonzalez.
He had such a sweet-looking swing.
So many bombs.
Yeah.
372. White Sox.
White Sox. That's got to be the big hurt, right?
I was going to say Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. Brewers.
Maybe Ryan Braun.
That is correct. Oh. 352. Mm-hmm. Rockies.
Well, it's one of two. I would assume it's Helton.
369.
Yeah.
Royals.
The obvious one
would be George Brett.
317. Yeah, Royals did.
Sometimes you wonder if maybe there's a sneaky one in there.
Well, I'm getting to the harder ones. I think the last handful are the hardest ones.
They're harder.
The Royals never really had a lot of home run hitters outside of, and GB was only at 317, but we just have not had a lot of power.
Yeah.
Besides Steve Balboni, and that was like 1 year. Okay, Balboni. Dodgers.
Huh. Let's go with the Dodgers. Storied franchise, not necessarily known as big home run hitters. Is that Piazza? Okay.
Old timey.
Old timey.
Or way back.
Way time.
Well, I mean, I'm way back, but back. Back.
Old timey. Oh. This is talking baseball, right?
Who?
Talking Willie. Duke Snyder.
Duke Snyder. 389. Marlins.
Mickey and the Duke.
Miguel Cabrera started his career there.
It's a good guess.
Marlins.
Let's see who else. Jeff Conine.
Who's worth a damn for the Marlins?
Jeff Conine.
World Series champion.
You mean?
Oh, Gary Sheffield.
What about you know, nine different names? Stanton.
Oh yeah, Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Good one.
Except he wasn't Giancarlo there.
No, he was Mike most of the time.
Mike Stanton. How do you go from Mike to Giancarlo?
Okay, so I think the story goes that he was born Giancarlo and he thought it was kind of awkward and he was getting made fun of when he was a kid, so he went by his middle name Mike and then switched back to be
true. Okay,
so
who are the career home run leaders for these franchises? These are the final five.
Okay.
The Rays.
The Rays. Longoria?
You have a list over there.
Very nice.
I think you do.
I'm just trying to think of, I mean, how many Rays players are there? It's either that or like Fred McGriff, for God's
Aubrey
sake.
Huff.
The Blue Jays.
Joe Carter, maybe? I hated most of his stuff for Cleveland, right?
Maybe, let's see. I'm trying to think. Olerud, Molitor.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Pat Borders.
Oh, I loved Pat Borders.
It's funny that you brought up Molitor. He was a brewer for the vast majority.
Well, not when I was growing up. I vividly remember that Phillies Blue Jays World Series.
You know what's sad? He probably hit like 8 career home runs, but you know who I loved growing up was Tony Fernandez.
Yeah, it's not Tony Fernandez. That's
it's not Vlad Jr., is it?
No.
I can't.
It's Carlos Delgado.
Oh, dang it. Delgado, Delgado it.
Dude, we could have been here till next Thursday.
And by the way, Paul Molitor hit 51 career home runs
nice.
For the Jays.
Well, I remember they were in a big conundrum during the World Series when they had to decide when they didn't have the DH, who was going to play. So
career home run leader, Arizona Diamondbacks. Three left.
Luis Gonzalez.
That is correct. How did you know that?
Because he hit a bazillion home runs on steroids.
Well, he only had 224.
Well,
which is one of the lowest. Okay. Actually, the second lowest.
Has anyone else for Arizona hit a bunch?
The Nationals.
Goldschmidt, maybe? Harper?
Yeah. Harper. Who else was there?
Rendon was there.
This is a tough minute.
Who else was there for
Zimmerman?
A while?
Ryan Zimmerman?
Oh, nice. Good pull. 284. And finally, who is the career home run leader for the San Diego Padres? The Friars.
Xavier Nady. No, Adrian Gonzalez?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Ken Caminiti. He won an MVP there, right?
It wasn't Gwynn.
I think he was in Houston, wasn't he? Wasn't Gwynn.
No Gwynn.
This guy only has 173 bombs.
Boy, light
hit. Greg Vaughn.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Didn't he have a 50 home run year for them?
I don't think he played for them, did he?
I thought he did.
He played for the Rays.
Who had the 50 home run year for them randomly?
Old-timey, or are we older, or are we somewhat recent? Fred McGriff. Played for the Padres and 17 other teams.
Somewhat recently,
I might be out. I don't know.
I don't know. You're never going to get it.
I don't
so know. So F you both.
Sorry. Apparently my list does not include the San Diego.
Khalil Green.
The Padres.
Yeah, Adrian Gonzalez was number two on the list here. Only two home runs shy of the great Nate Colbert.
Who is? I have never heard that name in my life.
Right the hell out of town.
That's right.
You made it
never
up.
Never heard that.
That's right. You need pitches.
Nate Colbert.
Yep. I don't know. Some guy who hit 163 home runs for the Padres.
When?
Let's take a look.
Nate Colbert. Jeez.
Looks like, I don't know, 60s,
has
70s?
Has anyone heard of Nate Colbert, including Nate Colbert's
kids? Well, the old
kids?
Guys in our audience are going to be like, how do you not know that?
I mean, what years did you say?
66 to 76.
Okay,
is
well,
when
he predates
played.
Me by about two decades.
Yeah, someone had a decent one, like Dave Winfield.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you guys didn't guess that. But he didn't play there long enough,
no.
I don't think.
Someone said, what about the Expos?
I think, wasn't Winfield the first guy to go straight from high school to the big leagues without any stops in the minors?
Couldn't tell you.
I think that's the case.
That's correct. The Expos.
Larry Walker.
Ooh.
That's a good guess, but it might be
Vlad Sr.
Vlad.
Or the big cat.
Dawson.
Oh, Galarraga?
Wasn't Andre Dawson there?
Big cat.
Dawson was there, and so was Galarraga. Hey, look at the Expos with a decent little.
They had Randy Johnson for a time.
Pedro Martinez.
So it's Vlad Guerrero, okay. 234. Andre Dawson, 225. Gary Carter, 220.
Oh, yeah.
And the great Tim Wallach, 204.
Rest in peace, by the way, the great Gary Carter.
Galarraga, only 115, and Larry Walker, 99.
Boy, suck it, Larry Walker. I did love me some Larry Walker. That was a fun little thing. I
Rusty
enjoyed that.
Stott,
I liked that too.
81. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. There's some different names on there that you might not think.
Because we weren't getting to that until February.
No.
Exactly. So I needed to get that out of the notes. Souk's out tomorrow, and then by Monday, dude, we are.
Yeah, it's full steam ahead.
We are football boner for months.
The Stabone is in. We're going to be talking about this big Colorado North.
Anyone getting a sports Woody?
You're going to be gone tomorrow. You're going to miss my 2024 college football trivia primer.
Son of a gun.
So Buckley's going to have to step up his game tomorrow.
See if I can do it.
I got Wiener College stuff I have to attend to. I got to go pay a bunch of money so that my kid can live somewhere.
You say Wiener College stuff?
Yeah. I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
Yeah.
Again, don't have kids. They're selfish, they're disruptive, and they cost a bunch of money.
And apparently, according to yesterday's club, they kill you.
Yeah.
Been saying it for years. No one will ever listen to me.
No. You try to throw your kid a nice birthday party, and what do you get for it? Yeah, you got to write a bunch of checks.
What the hell is he going to study up there anyway?
Something about computers. I don't know.
That's a fad.
He tells me that this whole computer thing is going to get him a job. I'll wait and see. You know what? I've spent all this money, and guess who still can't fix my printer? Computer boy. And it pisses me off.
Maybe he can take a printer fixing class at Western Washington.
Maybe he's more of a software guy than a hardware guy, you know?
Well, then you can't then come up with a program that fixes my printer. Quite frankly, I'm spending a lot of money so that he can learn something about computers, and yet he can't fix my printer? In the hell? Build me one then, bitch.
By the way, Florida State lost, right?
Yes.
We have another upset brewing tonight.
We do.
On the gridiron. That's football.
Well, North Dakota State's about ready to push this in right here and go up.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.